نغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا وحبيبنا وحبيب ربنا وطبيبنا وطبيب قلوبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أملك عليك لسانك وليسعك بيتك وابكي على خطيئتك أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Most respected ulama ikram, elders and dear brothers in Islam, the current global, local, individual, societal conditions, tribulations and challenges are present in front of all of us. Every individual, every family, every community, every country of the world today is experiencing the difficulties, the challenges of the conditions that are prevailing and are affecting humanity. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in His great wisdom has brought about these conditions, because Allah is the doer of everything. Allah is the creator of all conditions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate decider of everything. And therefore, there is no shortage or lack of wisdom in whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. And it is a part and parcel and cycle of the human life that people will undergo different forms of tribulation and challenges, so that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala can test the faithfulness, the loyalty, the allegiance, the commitment, the devotion of His servant, of His slave to Him. This is the ultimate objective and this is the ultimate outcome that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see. That once we have said, قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, we have all said, our Rabb is Allah. What is the consequence of saying Allah is our Rabb? What is the consequence of saying Deen is our way, Islam is our way of life? The consequence is that there has to be some form of devotion, there has to be some form of commitment that a person shows, that in whatever afflicts us in respect to our life, we are able to understand it, we are able to absorb it, we are able to navigate it, and we are able to respond to it in a manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to absorb. So if this happens, then now that makes a person a true believer. That makes a person a faithful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the important thing for us to remember is that we are human beings. Allah has created us with feelings, with emotion. Allah has created us with a heart. And we are not like angels or robots that are not affected by situations, by loss, by gain, by happenings. We are affected. People undergo grief, sadness, unpleasantness, unhappiness, narrowness. And of course there are times of happiness, there are times of pleasure, there are times of joy. These are all the ebbs and the flow of human life. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires from us to ensure that in all circumstances and in all conditions, we remain within the paradigm. We remain within the framework. The framework of permissibility, the framework of lawfulness, and the framework of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These conditions and circumstances afflicted people of all times. And none more than the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. The Sahaba are regarded to be the vanguard, the model. They are regarded to be the trendsetters as far as the perfect human life is concerned. The perfect human society. It's been developed and established by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam through the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. And therefore, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala serve as our lamps of guidance. And whenever we look for any form of guidance and solution, then we look through the ahadith and the seerah, and we find the life of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala to be giving us that guidance. So a Sahabi comes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They lived in a normal society. They were human beings, they were bashar, they were men, they were women, they were children, they were youth, they were businessmen, they were professionals, they were everything like we are. But there was a difference that allowed them to remain focused and allowed them to remain, to prioritize their life in terms of their goals and objectives. That to some degree, perhaps we find that is lacking in the world today. And therefore we find the outcome that they enjoyed from their lives, from their ibadat, from their following of the sunnah, that outcome and that joy and that contentment and that tranquility and that peace and that safety, we do not seem to enjoy. Although of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a blessed life. There are many, many things that we need to be grateful for to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. A mu'min who is grateful to Allah will never suffer the disease and the malady of pride. Gratitude and shukr means to attribute all ni'mats and bounties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the giver, the true giver of everything. But there is those aspects and those elements and those areas where we find perhaps there is a lack of conviction, there is a lack of application, there is a lack of proper navigation, and therefore we find that we fall short in terms of our achievement. So an example that is found in the sunnah and the seerah is a sahabi comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah, I am living in this environment of tribulation. I have these issues in my life. There are lots of things that are disturbing me, that are troubling me, that I need guidance, that I need help and support and assistance. Can you give me a strategy, a life plan? And would that life plan, if I remain within that life plan or that strategy, if you can call it a game plan, if I remain within that, I stick to it, then inshallah ta'ala, I will be able to achieve success, happiness, protection, salvation, comfort, everything that everyone looks for. Now look at the comprehensive nature of this question. Look at the idea of the Sahabi, that what he was asking for was something not for himself, although it was something that was relevant to his life and his family, but it was something that every person perhaps wants the answer to. Every person desires this. And the Sahabi therefore opened up a paradigm, and he opened up the solution and the strategy and the approach that every person who adopts this, inshallah, will be given those benefits and those enjoyments and that bliss and that tranquility and contentment that all human beings seek. So he asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, man najat? Where, how can I find all of these things? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not give him a lengthy discourse and gave him a 50-point plan and told him that you got to do these 101 things. And happiness will require you to do so many things. And you will have to burn yourself out, or you will have to go the length, travel the length and breadth of the globe to find all of these things. But Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave him a very practical, pragmatic, and achievable 3-point plan. And told him that if you stick to this, and you implement this, and you apply this, then inshallah ta'ala, you will achieve what you are looking for. That protection, that happiness, that success, that harmony, that peace, all of those things that you are looking for, that society is looking for, that the world is looking for today, you will find it in this 3-point plan. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him the very first thing that you will need to do. And sometimes we may think that these things, how are they applicable to our conditions? How are they applicable to our problems? Because they are so simplistic. They are so obvious. Yet they are so effective. So Mr. Muslim told him, the first thing that you will need to do is, أَمْلِكْ عَلَيْكَ لِسَانَكَ. That you will have to develop restraint, control, and develop the character of your tongue. You will have to be able to bring about a type of a, you'll have to have a strategy, you'll have to have a great amount of character and restraint and effectiveness when you are dealing with your tongue. أَمْلِكْ عَلَيْكَ لِسَانَكَ. And this, my respected friends, we find that when it comes to the conflicts, be they between us as individuals, between us in our marriages, between us as family members, in our societies, with our neighbors, in our masjids, in our organizations, wherever it may be, this becomes the root cause of aggravation, antagonization, discrimination, oppression, everything that we have to think of that brings about conflict and dispute and division in our community, in our society between two people, we find it emanates from the tongue. Because the tongue gives expression to what is in the heart. What resides in a person's heart, the thought processes of a person, the thinking of a person, the mindset of a person, the character of a person is given expression to by the tongue. How the person feels, what he wants to see, what he thinks of others, his conduct and his character is expressed through his tongue. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahabi that if you can develop this, and if every individual develops this, we can cull and we can actually extinguish maybe 80% or even more of the disputes that we have at the present moment, whether they are happening in courts, whether they are happening in homes, whether they are happening in our business places, whether they are happening between individuals, wherever they may be. If the correct usage of the tongue comes about, then that becomes the first recipe and avenue in which we attain peace in this world. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, and who is Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala? We know his level of taqwa. We know his greatness. Such a great personality. He says many a time, or he says, never have I regretted my silence, but many a time have I regretted my statements and my remarks. And this is something every one of us can relate with. I can relate with it myself. There are many things that if I have given a second chance to say, I will say it differently, or perhaps I won't even say it. And everyone can relate with this. Many statements we have made, and Allah has created the subconscious mind of a human being such that there are flashes of reflection. When you put that head down on the pillow, when a person is sitting in his quiet moments, when there is an event or something that takes place or transpires, there is a flashback. There is a recordal of history that at a certain point, to a certain person, at a certain time, I said a certain thing. And there is a remorse and a regret that fills our heart again, that if I just didn't say that. But the unfortunate thing, my respected friends, today what we find is that that level and that consciousness or that element of remorse and regret is dwindling. People say things. They say a whole barrage of things to people. And there is no consciousness on the heart. A person doesn't feel the pain, doesn't feel the effect of what he said. And this is the sign of a dead heart. This is the sign of an ailing heart. When the heart has become paralyzed to even the sins of the tongue, the sins of the eyes, the sins of the ears, the sins of the limbs, that a person says something, he slices the person's heart, he hurts a person, he causes division between families, people, and does not feel anything about it. And this is not a good sign. So Allah Ta'ala protect us from this. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the Sahabi this advice. And in other advices, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, advising them, Man samata naja. Develop the ability to control. Develop the ability to say something when it's supposed to be said, how it should be said and when it should be said. And restrain yourself and be able to control yourself from saying that what's not supposed to be said. And if you develop this ability, then inshallah you will find that there will be more moments of silence in your life. Man samata naja, you will be able to achieve salvation more easily. You will find the need to remain quiet more than the need to speak. Today as humans, we want to socialize. We want to find the opportunities to sit around a circle of friends. And we want to have the biggest say in that conversation. We want to say the most. We want to impress others. This is the nature of a human being. We want to talk, and we want other people to think good of us. That I know this, and I know that, and I said this, and I said that. But look at the guidance of the hadith. Man samata najah. In the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, there were lengthy periods of silence. It is proven from the seerah that Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to deliberately maintain silence for lengthy periods. This is a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is a sunnah that we should learn to practice upon, and we should try to develop in our life. Try it. Try it, and the first benefit and effect we will feel in the heart. One very beautiful and remarkable statement of our mashayikh that we have heard. Zaban ban kar lo, dil khul jayega. Zaban ban kar lo. Close the mouth. Just zip it up. Silence it for a while. Dil khul jayega. The heart will open. Today the tongue is running and the heart is closed. The tongue's supposed to be moderated, and let the heart open. And when the heart opens, then a person is able to grasp and absorb reality. And the other benefit we will achieve is that har sunnat se huzoor ki ziyarat hoti hai. Har sunnat se huzoor ki ziyarat hoti hai. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Practicing on a sunnat allows a person the visitation of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, my dear friends, people talk about celebration of the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To celebrate the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The life and the sunnah and the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be celebrated every day. There are people who celebrate the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every moment of their life. To practice on the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to learn the seerah, to practice on the seerah, to live the seerah, to feel the feelings of the sunnah of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our heart, that is to make ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is true celebration. Not the pronouncement of the tongue and the heart is empty. To celebrate outwardly and inwardly there is nothing, it's empty, it's hollow. This is not in any opposition to any permissible practice of celebration of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be it a seerah program, a sunnah program, a program of salawat and salam, wherever if it is done in the proper manner, with proper, within the lawful boundaries, then it is permissible and it is recommended and it is rewarding and it is something that would enhance. But whose heart will it enhance? Who will it benefit? It is that person who is not a part-time celebrator. Not a part-time celebrator, a seasonal celebrator. Right? Islam and Iman is not a seasonal thing. It's not a part-time occupation. That when we come to the masjid, when it is a big night, when it is the month of Rabiul Awal, when Ramadan comes, then we are there. And otherwise, we are unaware. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Like they say, silence, silence, listen to silence. Listen to silence as it has so much to say. Listen to silence as it has so much to say. This is that opening of the heart. When the person closes the avenue of the mouth and the tongue, then Allah Ta'ala opens the heart and realities begin to penetrate the heart of a person. And realization and true thought and reflection and meditation now become the occupation of a person. And these are all principles that are established in the Quran Kareem, my dear friends. We don't have time. إِذْ تَلَقَّوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَتَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, don't just blurt out things without knowledge. The social media and WhatsApp and how people go on there. It's a reflection of our emptiness, a reflection of our character. It's a reflection of our unconsciousness, of the paralyzation of our senses, of our inner senses, of our spirituality. That people can spend hours and hours and hours arguing over futility. Discriminating people, denigrating people, swearing people, ghibah, gossip, backbiting, so much that carries on. And on a global level, persons from different countries are on different groups, smiting the other person without any evidence, proof, without any proper substantiation of information. All of this, we are all privy to. We know what is happening. We are all part of this. Nobody can say that he doesn't know what is happening. So the first plan of action that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the Sahabi is Amlik alayka lisana. And this is something that needs to be learned, understood, practiced, developed, and sustained in our life. The second advice that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the Sahabi, that in order for you to attain perfection, protection, contentment, and happiness in your life, yasa'aka baytuk. Another major societal problem. Make your home a home. Our homes have not become homes. Our homes are houses, they're just structures. Person wants to eat out of the home, socialize out of the home, live out of the home, entertain out of the home. Everything out of the home. What's going to happen in the house? The house becomes a deserted house. There's no Quran recitation. There's no happiness. There's no contentment. There's no harmony. There's no building of relationship. The man and the woman don't have a relationship. The children and the father don't have a relationship. The mother and the daughter can't see eye to eye. These are not things which we are taking out from the air, my dear friends. Practical day-to-day realities which we are hearing about every day. People are living in homes in silos. The silos of the virtual world have separated us. Every person is on their own device. They may be in the same house, under the same roof, same lock and key. But there have been barriers that have been put up. Barriers of non-communication. Barriers of disrespect. Barriers of disregard. Barriers of immorality. Barriers of disharmony, discontent. All of these things have become the reality now. So the Prophet told his Sahabi, make your home a home. Let there be understanding, a relationship, building of the home, building of the hearts, coming together of people, sitting together, eating together, laughing together, harmonization, all of these things. This is another subject matter on its own. And it is a major, major problem in our society, my respected friends. We as men, as heads of homes, need to begin to evaluate our situation, create family cohesion, have family programs, bring families together. Today families are not meeting each other. Years go by, people are not meeting each other. Elders, seniors are left alone, depressed, without anyone to meet them, greet them, ask them what they want, whether they are okay. Realities in our neighborhood. Who is going to see to these issues? There are so many societal challenges. There are orphans, widows, breakdown of marriages, issues all around. We are the society. We are the ummah. We are the people. The solutions have to come from us. The action has to come from us. The concern has to come from us. And the third thing that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahabi is wabki ala akhtiyati. This is the environment that we are living in. Continue to remain conscious of your own faults. Cry over your own wrongdoings. Keep your focus on your own faults and don't look at the faults of others. Make istighfar. Engage yourself in tawbah regularly, because the effect of the environment is overwhelming. We are going to step the mark sometimes. We are going to fall into sin. We are going to fall into wrongdoing. We are going to overstep the mark at some point or the other. Therefore, make istighfar and make tawbah and seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a habit. Make it a routine. Make it something every morning and every evening you practice upon, so that your gaze and your focus remains upon yourself and you become oblivious of the faults of others, so that you do not find time and an opportunity to ridicule and to think bad about others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear friends, with this great example of the sunnah that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us, three things. One is mold, control, develop our tongue and our character. Number two is make our home a home. And number three, look at our own faults and cry over our own sins. Inshallah ta'ala, we will find protection, we will find safety, we will find peace, contentment and harmony. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm.